The last of the senior Pentagon leaders who helped plan and carry out the Iraq War will step down next week. Marine General Peter Pace was not renominated for a second term as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, critics say Pace didn't stand up to the Bush administration. His supporters say he was unfairly tossed aside.
The Iraq War is in its fifth year. High levels of American troops will remain at least through 2008. Iraqi politicians show no signs of reconciling. Does General Pace still think it was a good idea to invade?
Absolutely do. Absolutely do. Is it frustrating that they aren't as far along as we are, 230 years into our existence? Sure.
Frustration is the word that critics use about Pace himself. He was the number two officer when U.S. troops invaded Iraq in 2003. 2 years later, he became the top military advisor to President Bush.
I don't think history is going to be terribly kind to Peter Pace.
That's Bob Scales, a retired Army general. He says Pace and top Pentagon leaders were too late in realizing they were facing an insurgency, that more troops were needed.
In many ways, he was a victim of history in the sense that the character of the war changed substantially on his watch.
The war began changing under Pace's predecessor, General Richard Myers. Myers says both men offered their best military advice in private.
It goes back to, you know, do you think you were effective in advising the Secretary of Defense and the President? We were certainly trusted advisors. Does it mean that civilian authority is always going to take your advice? No, it does not.
And Myers bristles at the fact that Pace was not offered a second term. Defense Secretary Robert Gates told Pace he did not have enough support in the Senate. Myers says that smacks of politics, not performance.
If the President or the Secretary of Defense is not satisfied with the performance of a chairman or any senior officer, fire him. But that wasn't the case here. And I think it done in a way that further politicized the office of the chairman, which is a very dangerous trend for this country.
Pace is not giving interviews. At a Pentagon press conference last week, he was asked about some decisions, like disbanding the Iraqi army, now widely seen as one of the greatest blunders of the war.
First of all, the Iraqi army was not disbanded. It disintegrated. If I knew that the Iraqi army was not going to be available, then I probably would have made a different recommendation about the total size force going in.
Disintegrated. That's not entirely true. Thousands of Iraqi army soldiers came to the Americans looking for work. General Myers now concedes more should have been done to help them out. And Pace admits he too fell short.
So were there errors in assumption? I certainly made that error of assuming that the Iraqi army would be there. In retrospect, you say you wish you knew, but you didn't know on the way in.
Those faulty assumptions, how Americans would be greeted by Iraqis, how Iraq's own money would rebuild the country, they were compounded by a lack of planning, says retired Marine General Tom Wilkerson.
They never looked at it at all until it hit them in the face.
Pace has his defenders. Among them is retired Army General Barry McCaffrey. He points to Pace as a young officer fighting bravely at the Battle of Hue during the Vietnam War. McCaffrey calls Pace a loyal and honorable officer. The real culprit, he says, is the man at the Pentagon who made the final decisions, Donald Rumsfeld.
Mr. Rumsfeld, with his unbelievable arrogance and bad judgment, has put the country in a position of tremendous strategic peril.
The state of the Iraq War has led to a serious debate inside the military. Some officers are asking if they should be more vocal, perhaps even going to the press before a final decision is made.
When testifying to Congress, they're supposed to give their personal judgments, not mindlessly support Mr. Rumsfeld's bad thinking.
McCaffrey says Pace was caught up in what he calls a painful situation. The pain of losing his job was evident a few days ago when Pace spoke to enlisted soldiers and Marines at the Pentagon. His voice broke as he talked about the friends he lost in Vietnam and how he will miss his visits to combat troops.
I'm not sad because I'm not going to be chairman anymore. I'm sad because I won't be able to put the uniform on occasion get out on the battlefield and hug my fellow service members and tell them I love them and thank them for what they're doing for their country.
Pace will step down next Monday. Among those attending his departure ceremony will be Pace's fellow Marines from Vietnam. survivors of the 2nd Platoon of Golf Company. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
And you can hear former Joint Chiefs Chairman Richard Myers talk about the decision not to renominate Peter Pace, as well as other matters, at npr.org.